And why did I decide to classify it secret? It's not to make the process closed and secret as such, but I want also the final decision-making process to be a process in which member states have free hands to make amendments to my draft without causing problems to the external world. I agree that the UN is the primary forum for such global security consultations. But NATO also needs such consultations. And let me use Afghanistan as the case in point. I think you all agree that we can't solve the problems in Afghanistan without a positive engagement of Pakistan. We all know that. So we need to engage with Pakistan. If we are to turn Pakistan's attention towards the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan, then we have to ease tensions between Pakistan and India for well-known historical reasons. So in that case, we also have to engage with India. And we all know that China can play a very instrumental role in ensuring regional stability. And furthermore, NATO operates on the basis of UN mandates. We have special relationship with 4 out of 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council. 3 of them are actually allies, the United States, United Kingdom, France. And with the 4th, we have a special partnership, Russia, a Russia-NATO Council. But with the 5th, China, we don't have a structured and organized dialogue. And I think we need that. We operate on the basis of UN mandates. China is part of that. But we don't have a structured dialogue with China. Why? So a dialogue within the UN doesn't exclude a dialogue within a NATO framework with these partners. And finally, on Russia. Could we imagine Russia as a fully-fledged member of NATO? It's a very interesting question, actually. Article 10 in NATO treaty states that the alliance may invite any European country that can contribute to the Euro-Atlantic security and can further the principles of the NATO treaty, we may invite any such country to join the alliance. In principle, it also includes Russia, if Russia fulfills the necessary criteria, clearly. However, I have taken note of some statements from Russia, and recently the Russian ambassador to NATO clearly stated that Russia would never apply for membership of NATO because Russia was a great power and able to take care of her own security. So instead of engaging in that debate, I think we should pursue what I consider a realistic future, namely a true strategic partnership between NATO and Russia. And I hope the upcoming NATO-Russia Council Summit in Lisbon can lay the foundation for that. Energy security. First of all, let me stress that I don't see NATO as the primary actor when it comes to energy security. Actually, I think the European Union can play a much more important role when it comes to energy security, because basically energy security is first and foremost about a more diversified energy supply. Instead of being dependent on a few monopolized energy suppliers, we should diversify energy supply. As Prime Minister of Denmark, I worked hard to make sure that the European Union set ambitious goals as regards development of renewable energy, because that's one way to reduce our dependency on imported fossil fuels. And here I think the European Union should be the actor, not NATO. But clearly NATO could also serve as a forum for consultations on energy security. If an ally feels a challenge to the security, because energy supplies are cut off. It might be that this ally will request consultations according to Article 4 in the NATO treaty, which doesn't mean that NATO necessarily is the organization to take action, but it can be the forum for consultations. Again, energy security is an excellent example of the need for strengthened cooperation between NATO and the European Union. In addition to that, NATO has partnerships with a number of energy suppliers in Central Asia and elsewhere. And we can also use these partnerships to consult on how to ensure better energy security. And finally, of course, going to the core of what is NATO's tasks, we have, of course, the challenge of protecting critical infrastructure and transit routes, which might be a NATO task. So again, and you also requested more clear answers when it comes to cyber. Please understand me correctly. The fact that NATO allies are confronted with a number of security challenges, this fact doesn't mean that NATO necessarily is the organization to take action. And this is also a reason why it's so important for me to stress the political aspect of our alliance and the need for expanded partnerships with other international players.